I'd like to give an Akdama Kloli, Akdama Proti. Chlal, Tapti for the Shurim, Shtetzach, Suki Shmai to leave the Hilchasa. Luchlein, the Suki says, I'm in Eisfirin, the Shalos was in Makdim. You're in Eisfirin, Takada Alocho. Over, now this is the Klal, it's from the Shurim Alain. Und das, was man tracht, ist wichtig, was man tracht, ist Ladina, was man tracht, ist Lameisa. Und man hat die Schale Lameisa, based on what we're discussing in the Shurim, darf man gehen, fragen die Schale Lameisa. Das ist sich, abdrabe von der Durchheit, und man kommen zu der Lameisa. Von der Shurim allein, I want to give that Hagdoma, that's the general policy, not the passing from the Shurim directly. Befrat, that disclaimer, applies to the issue that we're discussing today. How the Indian to lay a mayim, I'm finding let's do off mamshul sein heint. I'm finding red and vegan di chelik from the sugya to lay im ktanim kloli sticker noisei duchtan der noisei and then was hatsun zu shayla heinu. What's in the Gedarim in Yisurei Teira and Dinei Teira for Nir La'ayin? Ibi Gezogt, we started saying over from Ebuch HaAchreinim, add a couple of Achreinim. Shtelna Yisoid, we saw that the Yisurei Teira is in a manic Gezogt Gevarin, Azach, this is a Nir La'ayin Ha'odam. Anything smaller was a near la'ina odom, them in the Gezogavaran can Yisuri Torah, and the Gezogavaran can Dine Torah. We saw about this last week. We saw the Binas Odom in Simin Lamed Ches. We saw the Tuftan Vidas in Chutris Achrein, Sev Simin Nun Gimel. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Pei Dalet, Siv Kotlin Lamed Vav. Meisif, noch einmal am Wochen gesehen die Woche, Tferes Yisoel, in Aveide Zara, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, in the Boyos, Eis Gimel. Rete wegen die Shaila, rete wegen a gewisse Dog, a Kalbis, a kleine Dog, gewisse Dag was zu Dag Tohar zu Dag Tome. Sogte zu gar kleine Kaskasim. Schall zu das heißt Kaskasim zu nit. Hand und oder Schall. Sogte beim zu Dwarf dort in Vlule Mistafino. So nahe Svar sagt, kommt so nahe Sache, so nahe Chidisch kommt er. Das ist ein Achidus von Achreinem. Lude Mistafino hier nirli. The Kol Shein Nira. Belize Chuchis. Jede Sach. In die Scheile. The Kol Shein Nira. Belize Chuchis. Lei Nikra Kaskesis. Azeit sind nicht Nira. La Ayin. Belize Chuchis Hamagadeles. Na, man guckt an. Zeta, der Ohr von der Dag. Zeta ist gleich. Wenn man guckt mit der Schuchas und der Gadels, dort in Zettmen, als Sata, so hat Kaskasse. Kaskasse ist, was ist nirr, nor, du hast Lekua. A Kaskasse ist, was ist nirr, nor, mit der Schuchas und der Gadels, heißt nicht kann, Kaskasse. Kosche in nirr, beliehs der Schuchas, der nicht mehr Kaskasse. Da lach ist der dieselbe Jusseid. Also nirr, la ein, heißt nor, die Neteer sind gesagt, war nur ab zu Nier Lein. Nicht Nier Lein. Das heißt nicht, dass es das nicht an den Seile Kuhle, Seile Chum. Fein. Und gemengt von der Meische, ich gesagt, Meische, ich hätte dasselbe gesagt, der Chelik Beis, Yerade, Simon Kuf, Nem Vav. Es ist interessant, der Meische tage dort, und ich gesagt, und das sagen sie mir, ich gesagt, der Meische bengt, der Scheil sagt über von sein Seder, Sim Chazeli, das er hat gesagt von Reb Chaim, as din etar is a nerd lefima shenir lein oda. Right. So to me, this is a zach, this is a dafti kamar mokum, this is a dover poshet, You don't know what you're seeing unless you put it under a magnifying glass. You see, there's a speck there. Right, so this is episode. Is that called a near line? You need near line. Is that called a near line? So we brought last week a Maramokim from the Piskei Tshuva. The Sarah brings from Hashem in Chelek Gimel. Hashem is speaking about where this naya, a new invention was gemacht, this is asert Tanakh on microfilm. So he handles if it has a din of a ksav. In his days, they invented a new thing. When they put the Tanakh on a miniature ksav, a microfilm, and it was built with a glass case, a built-in magnifying glass. You can learn the Tanakh from this microfilm. Answer Tanakh and clean is up. So they're handling the Hashem of Dosat Adin from the Ksav. And then try to throw them the Kan to Shotadin from the Ksav to the Schuchis Heister, a Ria Durcha Schuchis. That's the Hashem. Time to Piskei Tshuva has a verstehen, why doesn't it handle a Poshta Zach? That Simcha Beis and Piskei Tshuva. What's behind it? He says, and he has died. There's another svar over here. Has a hasty kan ksav b'chlal. A ksav was make a good. Avadim. I'm cooked on the microfilm. Zetman. That's a state of zaken, right? The new lion. Or without a schukas and megadel, so you don't see what you're seeing. You can't read the ksav. You know there's a. You see there's a ksav there, but you can't read the ksav unless you have a magnifying glass. Zokta Zain Hanocha Piskei Tshuva Dosa Dvar Poshu Bem As Lani Is Daita Zokta If We Can't Halu Nocha Svar Ado Seis Tikan Nir Lain Ado Seis Tikan Ksav Ksav Ho Dine Kedusha And Ha Otona Dvarim Brengen Na Vese Kisei And Ha Halu Medemit Bina Oifim Mechubit Dosa Nor Abtzot Adin Fina Ksav Ksav Os Mekenes Nor Zen Durach Es Chukas Am Gadel Es Dos Heis Tikan Ksav Over here Lachar Also It's the same Shiloh We're talking about This middle Madrego. And you see the Hanochah and the Masham was that's not a sniff lahate. When they handle the Piskei Tshuva, does a svar, does a member, a svar, a mekel zayin. At their mitzvah madrega, he says, "I can come near lying." So that's what doesn't help me. I want to speak about today episode a more basic shaila. Near lying. What's the definition? What's the definition for near lying?
You just said immediate sadrush. The five Kohen says that some people could see the tzuras Hashem. That's what he said.
Young said the same
thing. There are people that have claimed that. Ram Chaim Young claims that he's going to, but Andra don't agree with that. But okay, good, we'll see. That's going to be Nichol in the discussion today.
If you start to look a lot like anything else.
Oh, dust came behind that. Oh, dust came behind that.
I've seen about 20 of them already.
You see with the eye alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So those came in hydrate. Good. So let's see. Let's put the debate aside. There's a debate in the Mitzias. There's a debate in the Mitzias. Loma veklegen the Mitzias. Loma veklegen. Was heist near line? I'm a cook good. You just said it. If you look well, and you know what to look for, came the zema to eigale.
The average person won't even see a speck.
So let's see. Loma zema. Okay. Loma again. Loma behandlen the zach. There's a lot to talk about today. Loma behandlen. We read in the Donach Shvet. Rabbi says zoy. The shayla says zoy. Lomid avekling the shayla. What's haste a near la'ayin? A zach was mezet and mezet is nit normid begadels. This ain't shayla. In the posha there you say with tachreinim zogin. If you take a look again, you go back to the makaris that we mentioned last week. You'll see there's two neschoys. The binas adam the chay adam and the archeshulchan benutzuzach mit am nusach. What's also kishemistaklim neged hashemesh? When you hold it up against the sun, because if you hold it like this, you don't see it. Hold it out in sunlight, you don't see it. Amahaltos keneged hashemesh, you hold it up against the sun, then you start seeing. Then with zetin the taloyim. And that's the lashon of Aruch HaShulchan. He makes the point even clearer. Aruch HaShulchan. He says, even though, what does it mean? Ayin shaylit by? Even if it's just enough, even if it's just enough that if you hold it up keneged Hashemesh, you also see it. That's also enough to be called a near ayin. He makes the point even more clearly in Siman Pei Dalet. But kaponim there, that's a klarkeit. So says the filo tznitas agreeing to zen, but that halt keneged Hashemesh.
He says before, you don't need the magnifying glass.
You know, we're right. Well, what's called a near line? What's called a near line? What's the answer? By mahaltas a fuel medav is halim keneged hashemesh. That means it's not. You don't hold it on your hand as a gevelach as a poshet umizetus. Medav is ufhalt and medav kukin. Does he say a near line? Fine. Yeah, I'm being medav to verte. Okay, you'll be. I want to bring out a point. What I say. So they're not going into that. That was the point we made before.
Even though you might think it's so small, you ate a share as a vadai.
When you're talking about the Shulchan.
So the mashma that you don't, you must have seen a share. If you see something, you ate a share. The maskuna is if you see it in the sun and you eat it, drink it anyway, the vadai, you drink a share. You ate a share.
Odom Pesach Pi Blech, Elvadi Dakol, the Hevel Yivtzipim, Zogan Adi Taloyim, he's been on the Chayonim's case. What's called Ein Shel Behem? For Masha Ein Yochel Liras a Filu Neger Hashemesh, a Filu Dakman and Daku Sheretz Gomer. It's a Sheretz Gomer. You feel that you have to look Neger Hashemesh. That's also called the Tznir Lion.
But you must have seen
a
Sheretz Gomer,
the
sun. If you saw a speck of dust, the Shulam wouldn't say it's a Sheretz Gomer.
Right. Yeah. Okay. This is one definition. Tracy Saul, the other Achrenim don't mention this nusach. Tracy Saul doesn't mention it. Was the Ayin Shelit boy? The lashon for the Tuf Tam Vedas Mashanir La Ayin Regila Shelo Adam. What do you see? Gevelach with the eye, and we mentioned Ravozna has takes down his places to be Mafarish Chelak Zayin Simu Kufkov Beis. Takes down his places to understand. That what Shlomo means is that what's near the roiv v'nei adam. What says ayin regila? What most people will see. What says the normal? Now you can have a debate what that means. Also, I'm just giving over to Mara Mekaymis. But al kaponim, that's not. You have to hold him keneged Hashemesh. To her, amizet kaveilach. It doesn't mean 20/20 vision. It means what the normal average person can see is what's the norm. Now what's the norm? Is it roiv? Is it average? Good kimmishem anzeh. Over ayin regila. Ayin regila was the ayin regila. I don't know. If we're going to get into this debate, I love this lozen. I don't know if that's the definition. Ayin regila was the gevein lachayid. What's heist the gevein lachayid? I'm red nishpet. Oh, but not neger hashemesh. What's mahaltem? Is that normal?
Even though Hashol tells when she was learning Satan Dov, how case they see a spot without.
So we that no, we're not going into that. We're leaving. We're putting that aside. We're putting that aside.
No, not clear.
Well, he's not. We're not going into that. Right? He's not discussing it. No. But we're going to talk about the basic shot. What's the definition of near l'shem? Near l'nai. So that's svein nuschais. There's another. There's two nuschais in Achreinim. Another nusach in Achreinim. In the Vichaim. In the Shuvas the Vichaim, which we see in Yeridei, Chelik Beis Simon Nundal. We'll get to Beis Hashem. In Yeshuas Malkei. The Chelik Yeridei Simon Yud Gimel. When they talk about the Shalos and Tulaim, they're talking about something that's nearer La'ein Hashemesh. It's not Neged Hashemesh. La'ein Hashemesh. No, it's in sunlight, and it's clear in the V'chaim. He's saying in the summer scene, not only La'ein Hashemesh, the scene even at night. You can even see them at night, because he means that you see in the regular sunlight. Not that you have to hold it up to the sun. Neged Hashemesh be baidik. Like we were talking about unzer tzium to see it properly. You have to hold up against it. You have to put it. That's how they showed it to me. You have to bring it, put it on top of a fluorescent, a light box, right? I mean, that's neged hashemesh. How does it say you wouldn't see it? You would hold. You have to hold neged hashemesh. That's neged hashemesh. So everybody's like, "Does the chayyah a sniffing on the shaila? If you have to have something that's nearer, but if in regila, or even if you have to hold it with effort, it's something that requires effort, requires scrutiny, that's also called nir l'ainayim. You need dafka. Even neged hashemesh, or afilu, or only if it's ayin regila, oifin rogil, without scrutiny, without effort, without difficulty. That's the shayla l'chad. The neschayis na'achreinim are given to interpretation. Mekem edai gzayin azay, ken dai zayin andu neschayis hal nishtazay. Das un zeshay. And Shvina Rav also speaks about this inyan, Chaba Nir Lanaim. He's talking about Benegeya, what's called the Negiya, in a Ksav by an Ois by Sefer Torah. But get Eichem a day you say the Handel a day you say it's only if the Negiya is only near a day Kesuch Samagadela. So does haste can Negiya, does haste yeah Negiya, finish can Negiya. That's the Nir Lanaim. Agav Dvarvi brings two Magen Avrom. So some Meduchzach, what's that Zunzer Shai? Magen Avraham in Simin Lamed Beis, Eis Tesvov. Magen Avraham brings the Mechaber state the Zoy. Sukkot and Tezvav, Shtei Tezvein Mechaber. Yia Klap Sholem. This is from the Gemara, the Sugis. Klap Tavzen is Sholem, Shleihei Boi Nekev. Shleihei Boi Nekev, Shein Hadyoi Oivrolov. There shouldn't be a Nekev in the Klap, you're writing a Reish. So you have to be Oivr on the width of the Reish, of the Gemara, the Gag from the Reish, the Dog, Kena, Hefzik in the Klap. There shouldn't be a big enough tear in the klaf that the diyoy won't be able to cover it. Because if it's a very big tear, there'll be a hefsek. The diyoy won't cover everything. It won't cover it over. There'll be a hole. The hainu shlai teo ois nearest boy chaluk alishtayim. The male could ois kumen. The ois alish to ois kumen a chaluk. Can't be a chiluk in the ois. There's a chiluk in the ois. It's possible. What's a hechatimtz of a chiluk in the ois? Or if to do a kera in the klaf. Zok the Magen Avraham. Hainish leite hey, ois nearest by chaluk l'shtayin. Dos in simul lam ebeiz nor achayim, sif kotten tezvav and magen avram. Sif yud gimul am achabra, sif kotten tezvav and magen avram, zok and magen avram. Va'oz afilu nikra ha-nekev, the hainish leite hey, ois nearest by chaluk. There shouldn't be a chiluk, there shouldn't be a spalt in the ois. Va'oz zok to magen avram, afilu nikra ha-nekev, neged ha-shemesh kosher. That says, if the nekev is nishta zeh grois, oy de joy can see a fardekin. There is a nekev. There's a tear in the cloth. But the tear is not so wide that the joy can't cover it over. The joy can't cover it over. Then we'll spice this in mechaber. That's a kosher. So the Magen Avraham, afilu be'emes mahaltes uftzim zun. You hold it up neged Hashemesh, you'll see through the black, you'll see this blackness. The light goes through because there's no klaf. There's just the diyoy. So the male shines through the light. You see there's a tear. See, even though it's neged Hashemesh, if you'll be nearer, it'll be a choluk, it'll be a kera, it'll be a chiluk in the ice. So the Magen Avraham, azah chiluk, versus nor nearer, neged Hashemesh, inikan kera, inikan chaluka. Shteytun zi yisoy, the hotman atzir, versus neged, to near la'ayin, or betzinor neged Hashemesh, but avasul halten to the zoom. It's only with scrutiny. You can only see it with scrutiny. Something can only be seen with scrutiny. Neged Hashemesh, Hashem, 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 and the Emes is not negay his, not negay what he's coming to Paskin. Sorry? is Chelak Aleph Simen Aleph. There's the truth. Tuf Reish Mem Ches Sif Kotten Tez Zayin. It's Tveit Magen Rabbi Yisroegim. Zvedon Vegin Chazos. We're going to see inside. He's quoting him a bit. Let's see them. We'll see them a bit inside. First, let's see the Magen Rabbi. We'll go back to the bit. Tofresh Memches, you've gotten to Zion. So, do a psul for Chazazis. So, the Magen Avraham, what's Hastis Chazazis? Paisel Chazazis, Kimin Beza Vabua is the Pochis. Is that Zion Beza Vabua is the Pochis? The psul for Chazazis, what's his Chazazis? Who, she in near La'ayin, is that Zion in near La'ayin? What do you say? What do you say? Near the ayin, kishoich zay biyode v'mahaltis in hand. Right? We discussed last week. She was a tzaddik. Went to check the sregim. There are shvatzer pintel, nikan shvatzer pintel. There's a psulchel. Halten zay, not too close, not too far. Halten in hand. It's a near the ayin sinish. That's a near the ayin, kishoich zay biyode. Halten kevein lachan halt. Where you look at it, holding it in your hand, is it near the ayin or not? That's kevei if there's a psulchel zazus or not. That's umagen avro. Now. He's quoting him a bit. Let's see the lashon in a bit. Maybe it's a mafarish a little bit more. A bit is a chelik bay simin memtes. We're going to run through his mitzayim. Oydan yoyma. So the mabit ki afilu shohay chazaz ze shehu motze besregim shulanu. You're talking, you're asking me a shal about these besregim was Muhammad to do asach mol. He says it was very, very problematic by him, by them, this problem chazaz. Very benimtza, there was a problem of chazaz on the besregim. So, and they ended up in more places that Mamashi could only find one kosher esek. They were didactic with the chazazis. Mamashi can't an ancient study again from North Mamashi ain't kosher esek. Oydin yoyme kafilu shaychazaz zeh shu motzi besregim shulanu ain a nikra koshu. Is that said? It's possible koshu. Chazaz is possible koshu. Ain a nikra koshu. Vos heis koshu. He was up. That's in a near lenai. Ela kishanira mafarish. Kishanira lachol adam. Chol adam echad. No, this lashon chol adam echad is. She'enoi hodr. Is that saying near to yet the mention? It has to be clear to everyone. It has to be clear to everyone that it's not a hodr. Alo b'sreig m'shulonu. Shuroiv elu sh'onu k'ren chazazes. Divas to mention kum zogan it's apostle at chazazes. Einam nirim elu machmasdak. La'ayin machmasdak kusan. They're very difficult to see. Very small. V'tzorach listakul behem harbor. Rabbi, so here we go. And to find good at the Lanayim, or Medavsuch Muchin and Dosazem, you have to look, you have to look carefully, you have to look once, you have to look twice. Medav Kukin. Kadeshia Nirgish Bariash, it's all near Lanayim, right? These copy pods, and we cook, they are good, and you're taught, and you're shown, everyone shows you, Vimedav Kukin, Vosimedav Kukin, when I ain't had best so egan, I ain't had best so egan, I'm a cook, good Zetmendos. Of Chazaz is Zok there. One person looks at it and looks beautiful. Doesn't see anything. He has a better eyesight. He does see it as a problem. He says it very, he says it in the back and he says it clear. Something that I'll see and you won't see. That if I have good eyesight, I see it. If I don't have good eyesight, I do see it. Azasa near nikan near. It has to be near la'ein kol adam without debate. Ain a nikra zekahoshu. V'hod a nikra. Lemishu biyodai. It's called a hada. Lemishu biyodai. Kimriyas einav. What's called? What is it? Lemishu biyodai. What is it called? What's called an oraliyul anayim? A mahaltes and hand. Like the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is quoting. What you normally hold it, normally you hold it in your hand, and that's seen. Normally, that's called niyul anayim. He explains more. Kimriyas einav ad yodai. Ain a nira. El kishim agnochemol. El kishim stakel by harba. The koshkin acherim shurein isay. And it's koshkin, a person standing next to him. If the person who's holding it in his hand, and he has to look very carefully to see it, and not only him, koshkin, the person standing next to him, who has to look over his shoulder to look, er hadzicha has hard time to see it. Does hasish kanir lenai? Koshkin achem shumayim esafulam etzloi sheina magishim b'kim b'staklus toiv. Das is garnish. Das is v'nikra hadar. My definition, what near lanai means, is up the shayla. And yet, Baruch Hashem, Zakhtar Dachna Dokumen, Mutzen Ein Esek for the ganze Kehillah, to the one who says, Baruch Hashem, Asach Kosher, Asregim, and to Kosher Lechel Chila. That's the Mabit. So what are you going to say? It doesn't know I didn't Hodder. So there's Svarim Lakan, you can say the fact that it's Hodder is Gar, even harder, Hodder has to look nice. And
it looks at first glance, the first impression.
Adrab, Hodder has to be Hodder look holiday. Hodder means that it's Shane. Hodder has to mean Shane. So I don't know. It's Mura to go with him as far as. I don't think he's going into that. He doesn't say Medin Hodder, he's saying, Dos Heis Nira. Hodder Adrab. Something has to be Hodder. Hodder has to be. Also sein Gor Shane. Zain Shane darf sein. Das ist ein Eis gehalten mit Alle. But it's a swear to Hachem, it's a swear to Mirachem even more. He says, no. Hodor. The Bima Zet is normal. I don't see him say, I hear. But I don't see him handling out the swear of Hodor. Don't say it's near Lenayim, don't say it's Kizen, don't say it's Kizen. These are two starker Magen Avraham. I hear. It's a richtig gefreg. Medusa cover. At Sofik al Kaponimidus. And we want to make straight. We want to see what's the stod of mahok, and that's the sort of from the Torah Machashes. The Torah Gemar Gvar Namal. We have to be taught how to see something, a seeing that's totally in how to be see, and you have to be taught how to see, and you have to strength zechon to see. That's not called seeing. That's not called nearly night. Akaponim. Those are the same organ of rams. It's the same starker organ of rams. Let's see how the Maram Shikpa handles. By letters, if you know what to look for, it comes at you much more quickly. If you know what you're looking for, it's there, it's near Lenai much more readily than these copy pads. Under a velt. If you know what you're looking for, you don't have to much as a kasi. And maybe it changes the fee the zach. Maybe it changes the fee the inyan. What's called looking normal for what you have to look for? In something that's camouflaged. These animals are made. They're created camouflaged for the vegetable. You have to know what you're looking for. But if you know what you're looking for, you don't have to hold it up. You don't have to much as to see it. You see it right away. That's not the normal for a head of cabbage. You're right. Not the normal for a head of lettuce. But it doesn't mean, the point is, it doesn't have to be something that you have to muchizuch to see. It's something that's seen normal. But something that you have to muchizuch to see, that's not called seeing. You're right. It may change in each sugya, that might change. Maybe it'll be different in every case. But one thing is for sure, that what's called, that the amount of effort you need to see the insects on the lettuce, when you know what you're looking for, is a different world than what you have to see these toloim ketanamoy. Andromats, totally different matzah. And the emes is the same from the snuff and the sniff and the lettuce also. Don't think it wasn't discussed on lettuce too. It was discussed on lettuce.
Well, this is
enough. Yeah. Good. But it, even by lettuce, it's talking not like that. It's talking near line. It's easier to see. Once you know what you're looking for, it's easier to see. There's another simon by lettuce. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. The easiest way to look for a lettuce, the mumkin told me, was you take a leaf of lettuce and you put it under the heat. Put heat under it. You don't have to look. They start moving, they start crawling, you see them right away. If you want to be baiting lettuce, you want to find them, you put a little heat under the leaf, they start running. They start running. You don't have to look at all. They're moving, they're alive. Very easy to find them. You can hold them like this and you'll see them. They're not alive, it's harder. But you're saying that it's not called the near line, that the ish is not called the near line ayim. If it will be alive, and we'll get to the svara, they'll be alive, they'll be running if you put it in the right situation. We'll see in the this svara.
What do you see moving? You see a bug moving? You see specks moving on the way?
You see things moving. You see.
Once you see moving.
You see moving, we'll get to the svara. Once you see moving, you see that it's a sheretz. Specks don't move. You know, let's say you see something moving and you can't see the legs. Specks, pieces of dust don't move. Dust is gazer asheret. So that's what we're going to get to. That's Malkoponim, dust and tzveit, vichtig and ma'am akayim is from Ogan Avram, nir le'nayim heis namal. L'char eshtef yidi achreinim. Nir le'ayin regila, and like he says, like the Mabit, he says it so clearly. You have to look once and again. And the debate, I saw it and you didn't see it. How easy is it to see it? Why? I could say a svar the hodder is better. I could say a svar the hodder is worse. I hear your point. I'm not gonna, but the lashon in the Mabit doesn't handle that's hoder. He doesn't say because it's not hoder. He says it's not a kol shoe that's near lenayim. V'hoder mikra. Faket beauty faket beauty adrab. If you need something to be oiskaput shein, that was an oiskaput l'choladei. If you want something shein that's l'fnim mishur sedin, that from machmazain, that was an esfar pum faket. There's a svar like you're saying. There's a svar in the other direction. But that in svara kemen zikmas fakir zayin is incorrect. Your point is right, but it's not the nusach in the mabit doesn't talk about hodu. He says dos is nish nira v'hodu. He doesn't say l'gabi hodu heistis nira or l'gabi hodu heistis nish kan nira. He's talking about what's called gezen. In the nusach in the mabit, he's not handling in the sugi of hodu. He fears ice v'hodu. That's not called a koshu v'nira un sahodu. That's the mabit. Fine. So we have two Magen Avrams, we have a Mabit. This is a Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. We pass like this Magen Avram. That's Allah Halam Eisr, right? Mezet, Kukan and Esrik, all the Beitkim and the Esrikim, Kukan and Esrik. I'm sorry? Let's leave it for now. Okay, we'll get to it. Okay, right, so that's invited. Good. This is Gemara Avodah Zarah. Let's see. Let me say Rabbi say, Vinam Ram Shik Bahandul the Gemara Avodah Zarah. This Gemara is Gepaskin and the Cheshemishpatin. Tine Sakona. Gemara by the Zord of Yudbeis. Yudbeis. The Elam handled the Gemara in Yeshiva. There was a debate on this Gemara. I learned the Gemara. Ramshik handled the Gemara. Ramshik is in Archaim Sim Kuf Lamedal. When the guy with fire from the Gemara, I'm not given a fire the Karaya in the Gemara. Let me tell the Gemara. Ton Rabon. Lo yishto odom mayim, lo yimin ha-nohoreis, lo yimin ha-agamim, lo yimin ha-piv, v'lo yimin ha-de-achas. A person is not permitted and not allowed to drink water from a lake, from a well, with his hand, with his mouth. V'loy biyodei achas, he's not permitted to drink with one hand. V'mshosa domi b'roisho imnei ha-sakona. This is sakona, it's an issue mishum sakona. My sakona? Sakona saluka. This is a sakona from a poisonous, a leech, I'm sorry? A leech. It's a sakona. Sakona saluka. Fine. Undosa Gopaskin, the Mechaber, and Simin Tovchov Zainach, and Shemishbat Sivtes. Stomach Gomorrah, Gopaskin, the Shulchan Aruch. You can't drink, can't go drink straight from a well. Even with one hand, you can't drink. The Seis Lachar, you have to drink with two hands. You have to draw the water out with two hands, then you're not worried about Sakon. Zokt Rashi. Since you don't have a good grip on it, you don't have a good enclosure, so male, you just go quickly, you throw it into your mouth, right? So you don't check well. You cupped it in your hand, and you're holding the water well. That's wonderful. Then yochel livdaik. Then what's kener? That's good. So Rashi Lachar gives us a stomadika definition of a description of what's called that you can take water and be baidik water and be ma'ayin. You hold it in your hands with two hands, that's the Gemara. Then you can look. Now it's not talking. It didn't say that you have to take the water out and hold it up connected to the sun and put it on a light box. And before the person is drinking on the road, maybe he doesn't have a light box with him. Maybe he doesn't have a flashlight with him. Maybe the water is in the shade. Maybe it's not in the shade. It doesn't say what type of light conditions. As long as it's in his hand, the mouth, I'm again good cooking. Does say it's good. Does say elachid? As they drink the elachid water, there's no problem, right? Vasa and does abdika, right? So that's elam getayna. Does state that is not a say from often the Gemara Kvaldik Takashtai. Kum the Maram Shik. He says the Gemara Nikan Rai. His Gemara is talking about. Now he's the interesting. Ramshik is an Orchaim Sim Kufla Mendal. The Baruch Hashem, we handle Benenu, the Eilam, those mamish of them, the Ramshik. Now he's handling from the Gemara, from the Mechaber. He's quoting the Mechaber. He's from the Mechaber Nikan Raya, because there we're talking about. Shukhanoch HaShemish HaSav Zim Tuch Lazayin Da Osa Lishas Mayim B'layla Beres Narzim Shukhasha Shaluka Mashmod Lebi'inan Sinun Sifun Mechaber. You don't need Sinun Milu Mizein Raya from the Mechaber's Nikar Raya, because the Mechaber's talking about Lagabi Sakona. There ain't called Mekoy Meshoven B'zeh the Vada Yesh Beres the Shechicha Vem Taloyim. The Gemara is talking about by a bear that you know that's Muchzik B'Taloyim. If you know it's muksik with tilayim, then you have to hold it negat hashemesh. You have to make a better bedika. You have to look carefully. You have to scrutinize. You have to look carefully. The Gemara is talking about the gabi sakana, right? Shail tshuva was eil that was efrekt in yeshiva. When eil that is efrekt in yeshiva, efrekt the kash and azok the teretz. Baruch Hashem. So that was the way we discussed yeshiva. Dos retedur fine. The Gemara in the Kanrai, because this is the Gemara is talking about in all conditions where it's muksik with tilayim. Let me invite your hand. The makom okim im shoyse bayoyim. Now, don't understand here. I don't understand what you're saying anymore. Don't understand. Makom okim im shoyse bayoyim. Ubekois. He's handling. If water mikra didn't need sino, he's coming in the other end of the sugya. Ma'im vasmedu masan zayin hilchas boyer. This is the next chelik of the sugya. So he says. So he wants to determine. tlaim, these tlaim ktanim that you're using for that you have to be misanen if there's a shaila bayr. So his first point is the sinun mikra din or not? Is it l'chumra? Is it mikra din? Chomakim mishayse b'yoyim. Ubekais hechad the shulte be'ena. If you drink with a kais by day, where there's light, doesn't say neged hashemesh, doesn't say with a light box, doesn't say with a fluorescent lamp. Shulte be'ena v'yuchol liras imesh be'taleya, and you can see that there's a bug. If you hold it normal, and I'm walking with this light, and you don't see talayim, letzarch bedika tvei, you don't need more bedika. Shemiyesh betalayah shein anir. Maybe I missed something. Maybe there's a speck that I didn't see. And if someone will show me, tell me again to look. Maybe if I look a second time, I'll find. If I don't find a second time, maybe I'll find a third time. I don't have to look more. But the Torah l'malachi asheris, the Torah wasn't medaf drinking vaser. Torah didn't tell us to drink water when the Rebbeinu Shem came, there was no light boxes and there was no fluorescence. When the Rebbeinu Shem was allowed us to drink water, and there could be the Rebbeinu Shem, and they didn't have all the hechatimsis to help find with the near lenayim that we have today. We can't trick him. Cooked engmol or mezetnet megman trick him. That was back when the shalfas came up 4 or 5 weeks ago. I remember I spoke to Choshe Rabban, who told me over from Dalem. Rebbe Zangezunt, the Rebbe, I'll kapot him. Ashkof Roshayne Geven, give a cook. If you don't see anything, drink. That's from the Gemara. No, was zokte. But for some reason, the leinid the term machishos ain't a tzorch sinun. So the sinun is not mikra din. What's his raya? So this is his anocha the Ramshik. Me cook normal, mezet normal. A mezet nishkan tolayim. The sulay midi medaf nish cooking me. He brings from Rashi. This is from Rashi. From the Mechaber, Nikaven can raya, because Leim Akol Mekayim Mishovin. So how does he bring a raya from Rashi? The same way the Mechaber is matcha, that it's speaking about where it's not muksik b'taloyim. So learn up the Rashi like that too. So Me'ez the time Shia and Rashi doesn't want to learn like that. So what's the raya is that from Bessel up the Gemara, that from Shtein. Shtein is the raya. But I'll put in the Hanochav in the Maram Shik Zep and Klor. As what's his Gezen? Moses gezena tlaim, nit gezena tlaim, normal gevenglich, the Rebbeinu Shem, in the term lachia sharas, was mizet normal, does heis gezen, am mizet nish, trup gezen to heit. Was that zet mimram shi. Now the MSC is, their raya, Kim Mahamla, I saw Achreinim bring it to son. Eichet Amar Mokim. Achreinim bring from a posik in Novi. Was Mimram Shik Mahamla, Pesik from Magen Avram. The Pesukim of you, Pesukim shaped him, Perek Zayin. Oh, Mayudik. Bagidain, this was the Meister Bagidain. I want you to collect an army. Collect an army. You shaped him Perek Zayin. The Rebbeinu Shem told to Gidain, go, put together an army. Now, how do you get into this army? What's the induction process for this army? Take them to the water and see how they drink. Let's see. We're going to wash them. We're going to wash them. I'm sorry? Oh, wow. Okay. Shaftim, Perek Zayin and Shaftim. Dav Zentak, you have to go back to the tape if he's in chat. I didn't get to Shaftim yet. Okay. Fine. Vash data. This is in Shaftim, Perek Zayin. Yemash Posik Beis. Yemashem al Gidain. Rav Omash Itchok. Metitias Midden Biyodin. There's too many people here. I want you to get an army the way I want you to pick out an army. How do I want you to get this army, this group of people together? Yemashem al Gidain and Posik Daud. Oida Om Rav. Too much. Hayredaisim al Amayim. Bring them down to the water. Too much people here. Hayredaisim al Amayim. Metzefen al Chasham. Oh, fine. V'yemashem al gidon kol asher yolek b'lshoinim min amayim kasher yolek hakelv. See how they drink. Those that drink by lapping directly with their mouths. Tatzigos ilavar. Put them to the side. Kol asher yichra al birkov lishtos. Those that bend down and they kneel down to drink. The first one tights up. They'll drink with their hands. They'll drink with their hands. They'll bend down. They won't drink directly with their mouth. But they'll bend down and they'll cup out water with their hands. Put them separately. Vahim mitzvah hamalak kim biyodom es pihem. The state shenklor. Shloish meyas ish. Who was from all these many, many people? There were 300 that drank that way. And the Mefarshim Zogin, that Zal tells us that was a problem. Those who used to be being carried down to the Avodah Zarah, that was, they drank the derech Hamalaklakim. That's Teignisht. Those who were Rabbi Abirka, Biyadon, that's not, there wasn't a problem, there wasn't a derech to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, so it was a problem that these people were not keep from the Avodah Zarah. That's how Gideon inducted his army. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's instructions. Rakuponim Vazetna, V'trinkman, what was the Shiloh? Was a probi here, the probi here was how to pick out an army that's noki from Avodah Zarah. So the Malakla came Taiganish, Dos is Derech Avodah Zarah. Dos is Abirka, Biyodav, Biyodim Opihem, Biyodim Ishtayadayim Opihem, Dos is fine. Now, the Torah doesn't describe the Dvar Hashem wasn't over here, there wasn't a Dvar Hashem over here that, listen, I'm being mocked, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave a special tzivah, take them to the water. Special dispensation, we're being matter now, the Issa Talayim. This induction process is being matter, exerts a cost of the Pi Hashem are being matter, the Issa Talayim. In the first water you find, was it Muxik B'Talayim, not Muxik B'Talayim? Doesn't say what type of water it was. But the Hanacha was, the Eibeshuk wasn't giving them Tzivuim over here about Talayim. Eibeshuk told them, take these people down, those that take the Yodom. Aren't they the Avodah Zarah? Obervegan Trinken, Vegan Taloyim, Mandaka Shmei, Dosset Henshail Vachalnikeven, that wasn't an issue. Zetman, Dosset Namal Veg to Trinken, and thus, can we assume that there's no problem with Taloyim? So how are we going to learn up the Pasuk? The Shalom we have in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is how to learn up this Pasuk. The Retzach had to Dafka, Hanocha was Dafka, there was Muxik, but Taloyim, Achrenim Mitzayim, the Dakichuv is Mitzayim this. In think Simon Pedal with Sivkot and Tezvov. He brings Achrenim to handle this. The Vishol and the Das and the Yisiv Das. They handle how to learn up this posik. They don't handle it, but again, what we're discussing. But they say, or the Andra behandle that it's the Kachubism sign it. Behandled it, it's speaking about where it's Muxik B'Tulayim, or it's speaking about people with very good eyesight that they can check very quickly. Shreya Maisa. Possibly at Pestomus on Hanocha, son of Kimtis, without the Samar Mokim. This is Machazik, or by Sid Ram Shiks Hanocha.
The Pusik says it was a river or a
well
or what?
No, I'm not. It doesn't say? It doesn't say in mind that they're from Beres Sich and Amoris. It doesn't say there should be an issue where there was no water, there was no issue of Isurim. It doesn't say?
Why should I assume
there were two more in Bichalayim? I don't have to assume
that it's Taloyim.
I can go.
Normal water doesn't have Taloyim.
Our water is worse than their water. these 14,000 medium of insects have been around. Played them this month in the Shaftim. Meshachus and Mebrachus. Given Gidon sight, given that you saw all the plates in Zendor, Adki of Eshila, Zendorton. So we have to check. Right? That's a good question. What's the bit of Malaklakim? So they did this. So they zikah did wrong. What happened to the Issa Sakona? So now we have to wait till they get up to Shaftim for that kasha. It's a good to kasha. But you're asking right, obviously, how they did Shalika Din? How did the Malakim do? Yeah, but the Bavai says, get away from the Avodah Zarah. I'm in Zet the Gemara since I had to be a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Get away from the Avodah Zarah. It's a nice kahal in the Kutu Shal Yud. So they weren't nixul. They weren't nisim and talayim either. Veisachnit. Okay, those are shenat teretz. This is a marimok. We let me up the pasuk.
You have the right to be machshav them, right? Right? How you machshav them? So you're right, and now we don't have an answer. I don't know. I don't know. So maybe that's a raya that it was a satzer and makiv. It was mukhat that was in the kimta. That'll be machiach to us to be matcher a raya. That's machiach that has to have been in a kimta. If the Rishon could tell them, allow that, but we didn't have to speak it out. That's posh. That was posh. Medaf is betrach. Medaf will play in the posh. Right. But al kaponim, the Ramshik as a gate, a gate mede anocha. Cook. Was they must know what the land up in posh the oichet. Give a cook. The vas is rain. Medaf not mehr. I'm sorry? So, as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara is only talking about Gabi Sakana. The Gemara is not talking about where it's Muksik Mitzvaloy. And the Adalukis are large. You don't need a. That's the Kasha. We're not assuming there's Taloyim over there that needs an Eon. Fine, now Kapon and Rabbi said, those are the Maimakainis. I'm bringing a ride from the Pasuk with Gay Dishai. But I found this brought, but Gay something else. The Dachrenim and Mitzayim and Benigel, what's called the Bedika? We're talking about what you need for Bedika, the Mitzayim, this Pasuk. The Dakitshuva and Pedal, they says, well, these Mitzayim will be a Tzveit to Shail, what's called a good Bedika in Mayim? Is Mitzayim their Pasuk. Fine. Those are altskivet fine. So Lachar, we have here. I think we have here a legitimate suffix here. By Savos is anir laim. Homan hamogen avrom. Svei mogen avrom. Homan hanoch finim ramshik. You have the mashmois and the elachachrenin that we brought. As anir laim mate without mutcherai. Gevein merfin demnit. You don't need a light box. You don't need a fluorescent. Those haste kizet. But there's one very important plunter. This will be a meridik tzad lahatir akaponim. Zazayn tzamachloikis. Of the Meridik Tzad Lahatim, Chobin Atzad, a Shtak Tzad of Mekelzai, a Tzad in the Sugi of Mekelzai. Now, a plunt in them, they're a Vichtige Zach, and this is a very important other half of this Inyan, is, they bring Meshem Rishnay Mezalmin, this is where I saw it brought, but my Chaverim showed me the Posh Atzofner Rishayna. In Shmir Shabbos Kechosa, he brings from Shem Zaman, it's in Per Gimel, Hilchos Beirah, in the Agoyis, Ois Kuf Hei. He's talking about being Mesam in Mayim, Lagabi Beirah. He's in Per Gimel, in the Agoyis, Ois Kuf Hei. Uli in Isra Teloyim, let's hear his definition. He's bringing this from Shem Zaman. Chor Yesh Loimar, okay, this is what's going to get Beirah, what's going to get Isra from Teloyim. Chor Yesh Loimar, Sh'imi Efshu Sh'yagiu L'matzev Kizeh, do you see them? What's called the Nirl and Ayim and Unza Parashat Lagabi Tulayim? Can you see with the open eye, with the eye alone, them moving? Do you see their Chiyus? Do you see their Rechishus? If you don't see with the open eye, with the eye alone, the movement, the live movement, that's not called a Nirl and Ayim. In other words, if it would be dead, you wouldn't see anything. Taka wouldn't see anything. But if what's the problem whether the Zach is called big enough to be an Isser? Would it be alive? Would you be mafkin in their chios? Would you be mafkin in their rechishus? If not, the shai klal lechanais mishven sheretz hasheretz. Thus shemati megon shem zal norbachzat shlita adzatzal. Fine. And them the nachta break to the chokhmas adam. But in Teloyim, that's the definition of Nirl Einayim. What you'd see, if you could be mafkin in their movement. So all of these are dead. And that's one of the big mysteries here. Why are they all dead? It's a sniff in the sugi. We're getting the shirayim them yet. The chlorine. So there's a debate. In one office says the chlorine kills them. In Megareb, that Tzveta that we spoke to another office says the chlorine is not enough to kill them. We have one letter that says we have a steer in letters. Steer information to violence. Not the time to send the steer. But some are claiming that there's not enough chlorine to kill them. The swab should be the chlorine kills them. We don't know why. But that's the mitzvah. So for us, so this is a very important sniff. They're fine. For us, it's very difficult. If you be done on our maisa now, our matzav now, this would be a tzadl hakalefshir. If something that you have to be taught how to find them, and you have to look once or twice to find them, and anyone that's going to claim, even all the debates, it's difficult for me to accept the definition that this is something that's easily seen. You can see, once you're taught, and you look very carefully, you look on a light box, that lefidi zachrenu will not fit into the definition of nearly night. Very nice, if they're dead. But what would happen if they'd be at level? Well, let's see, we get them up in the reservoir, in the reservoirs, the 17 reservoirs that are feeding the New York City water system. We take it from the source where they're alive. How easily would they be nearer leinayim that the reichish al adam, that the reichish b'teich hamayim? Is a chiyas nikr easily, is nifchan leinayim, rechishosan nikr b'teich hamayim? That's a whole different world. That's a whole different material that we can't be bathing today. So good. So you have to wait till the water. So you have to wait till the water settles. So in the chavis, you have to get a cup. So you have to take a cup, let the water settle, and then look in the chanami.
You don't see it then. That's just like they're alive. You don't see it then. What's the difference in that and alive?
If you take a cup of water from the source, you go up to the reservoir and you'll be bathing, and you'll take a cup out, you'll take a pail out, and then you'll that wouldn't be a riot yet. You'd wait till all the natural movement would stop. And then you'll see if there's movement because of something else.
Check.
I'm sorry?
That someone checked.
That's not that's easy. So that needs to be nisbar yet. It wasn't nisbar. We're waiting for a delivery of live coffee pods. It's on order. It's McKenna's Kaifen. It's fish food. They use it for fish food.
Oh,
we're waiting for an order.
We can
buy live coffee pods. The bar before the sukkub. But okay, so this is this definition for Shlomi Zalman, we sign with this verse, with this Nakuda. This definition of Shlomi Zalman, Chavim showed me our Bemis and Bemis is the Rishenim. Taisim Psochem Dav Chavdal and Mebeis. Bemis starts at Rashi there. All the different, the sugis that speak about how many Shrotzim, how many. It's Chavdal Lomadal Chavdal Lomadays. Omer Abay Ocho Patisa like Arba, Namo like a Chomesh, Sira like a Sheish. Sira is a wasp, a type of wasp. Sira like a Sheish. Fine. So Rashi, Psochem Daf Chavdal Lomadays. Tapit Sira like a Sheish of Rashi. Rashi defines as Sheretz. Sheretz, like Rashi we saw in Chumash. We started the Sugi with the Rashi in Chumash like this. Sheretz, Loshen Reichish, Vinanua. What does a Sheretz mean? Moving and crawling. V'einan nira. That's Rashi Psach. Rashi and Erevin. Lush and Sheretz. Rashi also. Tziru like a sheish. Rashi and Erevin. Dachav Chesem and Aleph. Also, there's on the Zelda Gemara, Tzira like a Sheish, middle of the Rashi, towards the end of the Rashi, Lashon Sheretz, Darvish who nod ba'aretz, ve'einoy nira. Why is it called a Sheretz? Because it's possible that it's not seen, el ade shirutsu rechushem in teich kreitmei. Why is a Sheretz called a Sheretz? Because it encompasses a size that it's so small that it can only be seen because of its movement. That's how small it is. That's the definition of a Sheretz. That's the definition of the Isser. Those the Torah is being mafarish, we rationally lent up the parameters of the size that could be Isser. Until down to the size. Why is it called a Sheretz? Because it's Isser till down to the size that it's so small that it's only seen because of its movement. Thus a Sheretz. Thus a Rashi. Azazok Tesis behandles Rashi's definition. He's masking to Rashi's definition of Psochim Dachav Dal on the base. The Randarten Psochim. The Ritva and Erevin behandles Rashi's and masking Rashi's Pirish back upon him. That what's called the near leinayim, something that its only way to be seen is through its movement, that's also enough to be considered near leinayim. So, but even if I have this move, this makes it much easier. When I can't be done now, what we have in our, what comes in our cups, when they're not alive anymore. They'd be alive, right? That you'd see movement, right? You'd see wait. So now we have to be done. Is it now we our definition for being mavara? This is how we have to be mavara. We have to test it, right? The definition will be seeing live specimens. What would be, is it nira? But of this lechera we have at Sad Nochim. It has to be nira on Mutsharai. It has to be nira on Mutsharai from Tzvei Magen Avraham, from Ramshik, from the Mashmais, and Andor Achenim that we quoted. Shelu Pa'ayin, Ein HaShemesh, doesn't have to be with a light box. A Gveilach Gezen, in the Mabit, Gveilach Gezen, Chiyusan or Chishusan, that'll be the Kveya. So if that's the Mitzias, then they're also, if you have to Mutsuzuch to see it, The Meshav Dover behandles Taka Dizach. His case was that you see a Taka, how do you see it? What's called the near line? Mama says this definition. You see them jumping up and down in the water. So there it jumps out. The way he describes it, you didn't have to Mutsuzuch. It was Mamish openly seen. But if these things are so small that you have to go investigate and look, is it called that they're jumping around, or is it called because it's a natural water, it still looks like natural water movement? Then that's also, again, that's not called nearly night. So that remains to be tested. But that's the chord again, and the side in this sniff of the sugya, it's a haste nearly night, we have this definition. But we have to judge normal sight based on the kayach chiyusun or chishusun. That's the chord that get is takaloch lamais. So that's what I'm saying, that by the bugs, you put it to the heat, they start jumping. And then it jumps, they jump out at you. You don't need any big birurim for that.